The classic move.
The classico.
The classic move.
And the show has begun.
And the show's begun.
Adam is still watching Cruel Intentions.
He's watching Dangerous Liaisons in the living room.
Yep.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Wait, were we watching Dangerous Liaisons or Cruel Intentions?
That was Dangerous Liaisons.
Diaz Bonds.
We were watching Cruel Intentions, Stav, and you guys didn't want to wait until the end of the movie. It's a very good ending, but what Stav's happens? Never seen it. I wanted you to see it.
Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
You always have to ruin movies for Stav.
That's not true.
You love doing it. You take a sick pleasure.
Stav, when you read the name of the movie, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, did you feel like that was a spoiler alert?
Honestly, a little bit.
Yeah, did it piss you off that they called the movie that?
It didn't piss me off.
I see, in my mind, that's how every movie should be named.
You should.
What happens?
What happens at the end?
The friendship of Dominic Toretto and Brian, yeah. Facilitated by the lesbian Michelle Rodriguez. That's one of my favorite
movies. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Adam. I am a little pissed off when a movie does that.
Did that piss you off?
I enjoy the plot.
The erection of Jack Titanic by the titties of Kate Blanchett.
Blanchett does not have as good of titties as Winslet.
She always looks like she's got a cold or something.
Who?
Kate Blanchett.
I'm so stuffed up.
You know who? You know
that's
who's like
what
that?
She sounds like.
That's what I think.
I'm so stale.
Yeah, oh my god! I'm
Kate Blanchett.
I'm Kate Blanchett. I just want to eat some cookies.
No, you know who's like that for real though? Renee Zellweger always looks like she's having an allergic reaction. Stop.
It's more like she's about to cry. Brand new observation by the king of jokes,
Mister.
Why stop?
Oh, Kate Blanchett. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Hela from Thor Ragnarok. Yeah.
Yes, that's what
her most number one fucking role.
My shit fucked up, Thor. I'll be honest. Thor, my shit is fucked up.
My shit be fucked up, Thor. I'll be honest with you. I feel like it's like I got a bunch of cocoa butter.
I got my allergies going crazy, Thor.
My allergies is so bad. The doctor said it's my biologies. My biologies is messed up.
She was good as fuck. And Michael Clayton.
Yeah. No,
that's Tilda Swinton.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Because she's like, what do you mean the documents aren't there? If it was Kate Blanchett, she'd be like, oh my God, Michael.
Where the fuck the documents
Michael, you
at,
stupid. Michael, you stupid.
Michael, these chemicals did the kill chemical, no one.
I be taking chemicals every day and I feel fine.
These chemicals ain't poison.
I just got my head. I got a head cold. I got a head cold because I was
stupid, Michael.
I told you I was throwing neck at that mailman that was sick last week. And I got it throwing head at the mailman.
Oh, so now she's not stuffed up. She just straight up sounds like a black lady.
No, she's with allergies.
I got allergies from sucking dick from the post office.
Interesting.
That's how you know I get my mail first.
That's true.
So you want to get your mail first?
I'll be getting my mail first.
I'll be getting my mail directly.
I ain't losing no packages.
I'll be getting my mail Sunday. You had Sunday come around. Everybody box empty. My box filled
my
in
box
both senses.
Full and I suck the mail. I'm talking about
both senses of the term. My box stuck. And why? It's because you got to give to get.
So funny.
You got to suck dick if you want your mail. And it's right there on the building. It says to come sleet or shine, we be sucking dick.
That's true.
If you want your mail, you better throw neck.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah,
Kate Blanchett movie.
What else has she been in?
Kate Blanchett?
Like everything.
Big Mama's House. Big Mama's House. Yeah.
Who did she play?
Big Mama.
Big Mama. Yeah. That's who I thought.
Big Mama Clump.
Yeah. She was in the Clumps.
It's racist to do an impression of a black woman, but it's not racist to do an impression of Martin Lawrence pretending to.
Yes.
To say you're Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, but to say you're Kate Blanchett.
That is the beautiful loophole, dude.
Yes.
Let's try something else. What does Renee Zellweger sound like?
The Mind of Mencia.
Oh, hello. It is me, Renee Zellweger.
I am Bridget Jones.
How about Renee Zellweger? And she's like, yeah, I'll be selling cocaine.
Yeah, I like that.
And you can pay me through Chase QuickPay.
Yeah.
Also known as Zell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yep.
And that it's Renee
Zellweger.
Oh, Zellweger. Yes.
Wigger, yeah.
So she sells drugs and...
Yeah, she's like seashells down by the Z cells.
Yeah, she's like Jerry
Poor. That's where the C poor, because that's where we be living at.
Jerry Maguire, you trying to slap box?
It's real hard out here. When you got
it's
a
real
son,
hard.
When you got a that son is. That look retarded because his glasses too big.
Those guys always have sons.
When you got a sin,
yeah,
yep.
Like 19-year-old wiggers always have sins.
No, I be loving my son, but he's mentally retarded. They got him. They got him in special class. They saying they're putting him in special classes already.
Oh yeah, my boy is special.
They call him gifted and talented because he keeps biting the other kids.
That's a really good loophole, dude.
What?
Just pick a random white actress.
Yeah,
Anna Faris.
Yeah, it's just a bad. I'm not being racist.
Oh,
I'm doing a bad.
It's her man. On the fire.
I'm doing a bad impression of.
Have you
I
seen?
I just don't know what Kate Beckinsale sounds like.
I am
like.
Kate Beckinsale. Yeah.
My good afternoon. My name is Kate Beckinsale.
Sorry, we weren't being racist. We were just messing up other impressions of white women.
I was struggling to do the correct voice.
Yeah, we were just watching Cruel Intentions. I have to say, the first what did we watch? Hour 20 of it.
I think we're nearing the end.
Nearing the end. That'll be a nice little treat for the end of
after
this
we'll
episode.
Watch the last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's weird because you know it's like
it's a good ending.
25-year-old movie now at this point.
Yeah,
it's a great it's
and
a great
everyone
movie.
In it. I would love to have sex.
Exactly.
With
they have a time person. Machine, and like you know, if you could go back and just have sex.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Once.
I would go to that set and have sex with everyone.
I would love
the grips,
to go back
the best
25
boys.
Years and then just get fucked up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Go to a shopping mall.
Oh, you mean you're
off.
You now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just fucked up.
I step out of a time machine, it's 1998, I hit the beer store.
Would you have to bring your own drugs? Because the drugs are harder
no,
to get.
No, no, no. I'd get two bottles of St. Ides.
Okay.
Drink 240s in the parking lot and then just cruise in the mall.
Respect.
Just hit Claire's.
Yeah, dude. Fucking
hit Claire's
the
up.
Mall's popping off. I'm like, isn't this shit awesome?
There's
we're shopping.
There's people pussy are, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And then the police are like, sir, you're bothering people. And I'm like, all right, I'll go back to the future.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just go back. No, you don't understand. I'm from the future. Oh, no, trust me. It gets really bad.
It's horrible. Yeah,
they're like in one way, and you're like, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty much the same.
It just feels like it just keeps getting worse.
Anyway, I saw the movie, so I have to go almost fuck my mom or something, because that's I'm in Back to the Future.
What?
That's what you'd have to.
Yeah,
do.
You have to go back.
I remember that
fuck
movie.
Your mom.
I thought those movies were gay when I was a kid.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying it's good.
It became too a thing.
I thought Ferris Bueller
Back to the
was
Future
cool
was one of those early like nerd culture things. Mm. You know what I mean? There was like Target selling shirts of it.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, like nostalgia.
But I rewatched it and it actually held up, I would say, mm-hmm. in a way that some other young shit that when you were little does not hold up.
Like what?
Well, I guess I just never saw Indiana Jones, but I thought it was gay.
Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones is tight.
No, actually, it's not.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is good.
That shot where the guy's face melts looks cool,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't seen the rest of the movie.
And you didn't see the little Chinese boy?
Didn't see the little Chinese boy.
No, you'd like him a lot.
Would I? Was he fat or something?
No, he's you know,
I
he's
love
witty.
A little fat Chinese
honestly,
boy.
Honestly, the main like thing from childhood that I remember that holds up is The Matrix, and that's it, and everything else sucks.
Yeah. I recently rewatched it. Still good.
The Matrix still rules.
Still
Matrix
got it.
Is good.
Absolutely. Billy Madison is still
Billy
good
Madison,
too.
Happy
but that's,
Gilmore.
That's not like a... That's a comedy. That's
yeah,
like
but that's from childhood.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
I'm not
categorizing things in a way that might be invisible to you.
What do you mean invisible?
Because you don't have my artistic mind of
no, that's not true.
Of grouping.
You're close. Artistic is close.
Maybe not your artistic mind, but my soul.
Let's drop that R.
Here's what we're doing is I eat too much sugar before the second. I give myself a little blood sugar.
Yeah, we have when we say we're going to have lunch, it's just a candy meal that we share.
I've eaten an entire
an entire Sandy Hook of Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. Why'd you have to say it that way?
I don't know why you have to use that as a metric.
That's hard for JP to hear.
Because it was exactly that number. Who's JP? Jesus Price? The Jewish
just penis.
Savior?
Just Penis, who I believe is an alumna of that.
He's an alumnus of Sandy Hook.
We worship Jewish Price? Or Jesus Price?
Jesus Price.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Price?
Yeah, they were mad at him because he wasn't Jesus Price. Mm-hmm. That's why they crucified him.
Yeah, it's good.
He was one of us.
Welcome. We're going to have bread, and it's going to be made properly. No more bullshit bread, but we're not paying any more for it. We're created out of magic.
Yeah, he was cost cutting. Yeah.
That's how you know Jesus wasn't actually Jewish. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This isn't because wine. It's just, got, it's just fish. You just use your blood as food coloring to ruin all the water. You're accusing me of cutting corners? Jesus Price? The nephew of God?
That's probably what he was like.
The God's nephew who has a job here even though he's unqualified?
Weren't Jews, honestly, weren't they pissed that he wasn't like a badass guy that kill the Romans?
It shouldn't be God's son who's the guy.
Yeah.
That seems like
nepotism.
What do you mean? Exactly. It should be some guy that has nothing to do with God that worked his way up the ladder.
And yeah. That's the problem with the new Star Wars.
A fucking blue collar son of God.
If you worked at Papa John's and the manager was the owner's son, you wouldn't be like, this guy is making Papa John's cool.
That's right, yeah, dude. That's take true. That, Christianity.
You're not as good as Papa John's.
You're BTFO.
No, I'm with you. You're right. It is like a fucking...
it's nepotism.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
It should be Nanette.
Yes.
You should have to get raped.
She worked her way up, rape after rape. Mm.
It's so funny that she had to try to do a second special, and she kind of already blew the rape load.
Yeah.
So the second one was like, asking for a bus transfer is weird, isn't it?
Wait, she went back to comedy?
Yeah, she was like,
she went back to observational,
like observational stuff.
Yeah, that's
she's
so
like,
funny.
Easy, Mac. Were we under the impression that the regular one was too hard? For who? Fucking retards?
Wow.
I know a kid that drowned in a pool, and he could still make regular mac and
he
cheese.
He could make regular mac.
He suffocated in an inch and a half of water, but he could still manage to make regular mac and cheese. Who are you dumbing it down for? Terry Schiavo?
Nanette's going blue.
There's no prisoners.
Wow, you're a real. That's real. Bob Saget level.
She's a fucked up
comedy.
Guy.
That was a weird situation.
Wasn't that weird?
The parents wanted to kill her, and the husband wanted to keep her alive, probably because she got so skinny after being put in a car. Talk about a smoke show.
She might have had good pussy.
I mean, I understand why she had to starve herself to the extent that she ended up in a coma. Because she was too fat beforehand. But now that she's beautiful, the husband wanted to keep her around.
Legally, can you fuck your wife who's in a coma?
Yeah, if it's your wife.
9/11, that was a doozy, wasn't it?
That was a real didgeridoo.
You know what I think? Obviously, the biggest fucking issue, why the hell weren't there 3 towers?
That's true.
They only had 2 planes. If you had 3 towers, we still had one of them.
That's right.
Nanette 2.
Yeah, I believe it was called Douglas.
It's called
it was called Douglas.
She called it that?
It's called Douglas, named after my favorite character on Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, yeah, she is autistic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she?
I think she is. She came
wasn't
out
she
as
fucking
autistic.
Some other like a famous lesbian?
Yeah.
Nanette is named after a woman that I fell in love with, and Douglas was a dog that I used to have sex with. Yeah.
He made her.
It was a golden retriever named Douglas, and I'd smear peanut butter all over my pussy, and the dog would lick it off. I mean, I'd say, tip top, Douglas.
And that's how she realized that she was a lesbian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the dog.
Because a dog's mouth is a lot like a woman's mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what everybody.
As everyone that everybody tried to get that. Sucked off by a dog there's before would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing,
it's
brother.
It's the same thing. It's just like a chick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They say black people love fried chicken. Who doesn't? Have you had it?
That's a good observation.
It's
man.
Good stuff.
Fried we all love. Everyone loves chicken. That's
is that
true.
Supposed to be bad?
I love it. I love the stuff.
I love chicken.
Now, too. How about all these Aboriginals? We gotta get them out.
No,
we gotta get them out of here.
It's weird. We got our own type of black people, isn't it?
And if you could imagine, if you imagine, if I said Australian black people and you closed your eyes and opened it, that's what they were, you'd say this has to be some kind of joke. Obviously a racist came up with this. If I had to come up with some goofy kazoo fucking version of black people, and what you spit out was a guy with a nose that's half the width of his face playing an old toilet paper roll and pretending it's an instrument.
That's a
nah, nah.
Nah, come on.
I mean, Hannah.
There's not even a button on the fucking thing.
It's true.
It doesn't turn. It's a tube. But it's a fucking tube.
But that's the same for whatever.
Just let Hannah go.
Hannah, just go.
Yeah. Hannah's doing a great job of.
I don't
want to
cut
right
Hannah.
Now. Why are you fact checking her?
I don't. No, I wasn't gonna fact check.
Yes, you were. You were gonna say it's the same as some other.
Wow, bullshit. Great instrument. What songs can you play on that? Any Mozart, Beethoven? Oh, nothing. Just a hum. Just a monotone droning
just
noise.
A stupid hum.
What song is that? It's Happy Birthday and what you play at a funeral.
That's offensive.
Isn't it? It's the same fucking...
Same song.
That's not an instrument. It's barely a fucking hobby.
Well, no, that's my fault.
And their weapons, there's a boomerang.
A boomerang? Just make another one, you fucking idiot. It's this big stick.
Yeah.
Who the fuck looked at a boomerang and they said, oh, I'm going to want this back? I'm going to need to hang on to this thing.
She takes no prisoners in Douglas. Anna Gatsby's back. And she's not playing nice anymore.
How about the only thing that gives it any value is that you painted a bunch of fucking stripes on the thing. Just don't do that, you fucking moron.
That's true. That kind of makes
sense.
Then
it goes back to just being a piece of shit L-shaped stick.
Well, it's more carved than... Nanette,
she's tired of the bullshit.
Nanette, you've been hanging out with the Legion of Skanks too much.
Me and Lewis were hanging out the
other day. Me and Lewis were talking about how much we actually like Ryan.
It was me, Lewis, Schultz.
Me and Lewis and Schultz went to shoot guns. And after spending a weekend there, I just have to ask... These 14-year-olds knew what they were getting into with D'Elia. Completely changed my mind on it. The whole argument is what? That an 11-year-old girl has no sexual agency.
That's true. You got to get out of your Western paradigm.
But you didn't think about it that way, did you?
Thanks.
Free D'Elia.
Free D'Elia.
I think he's cool.
Hannah Gatsby loves Chris D'Elia.
And don't even get me started on the Race Master General.
You know how that, you know, remember how a Blockbuster used to make you rewind your own videos?
Yeah, that's true.
That feels disgusting in retrospect, doesn't it? Imagine having to wipe your own cum off a woman after sex. That's what it feels like, as being assaulted on. I'm still working on that one.
That one's just, that's we're doing new stuff today, folks.
That one's in the oven if we got any Jewish friends in the audience.
Oh, right. God.
Hannah Gatsby. This guy's kind of talking.
Doing her Blockbuster material.
Yeah. This is her third special. She's really running out of ideas.
She's really just trying to go through all the old notebooks and figure out what she can cash
one
in on.
One last paycheck before everyone realizes she's
can
not.
Can we just
that
stop
funny.
Pretending like anybody wants to read a fucking book? Who are these assholes perpetuating the book law?
Damn, dude. I
would watch a book when you can watch a movie.
So fucking true.
It's got fucking in it. You can watch people fuck.
I want to see someone fuck.
Winner of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I was talking to my friend that was reading a book. They said, oh, I'm so invested in these characters. You should invest in Bitcoin and buy child pornography. It's a better investment.
If we're talking about investments.
Well, you're investing in characters. Sounds like you're getting ripped off by the characters.
You've got to invest in Bitcoin.
Wait, I'm really into Bitcoin. I can't get enough of this stuff.
I'm buying so much Bitcoin.
I got heaps Bitcoin.
I'm buying heaps child pornography on paper, with Bitcoin.
I'm on paper. I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, dude, I would love to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Gatsby.
She's pissed.
And she's pissed off. The fucking caution tape.
I think the only reason...
wrapped around her mouth.
Yeah, she's got caution tape on her mouth.
Everybody kind of idealizes Asians for being so zen-like and Buddhist.
Go off, Hannah.
Probably have to be. If you had a 3-inch back up.
If your cock was so small.
You live with a dick that small your whole life.
I'd want to learn karate too.
I'd learn karate and I'd learn how to fucking meditate.
That's true.
What about Indian people?
Don't get me started. I'd learn how to fucking to focus on my inner self too. If the promise was that there was more cock somewhere in there that I could push out, that I could somehow meditate so
that's
much.
That's what Zen Buddhism is, folks.
Is that I could wheel my asshole to push more cock out of my pubic bone.
Hannah Gatsby is just saying the N-word now.
6 months only. Catch her. 6 months only at the Sydney Opera House.
Fuck, man. Yeah, that's good shit, man. When all this is over, man, first thing I'm doing is buying a ticket to see Hannah Gatsby.
It would rule if she just went that route.
Oh, my God. I would literally go front row. That would be the best show of all time.
I would love that, dude.
Yeah.
A compound media.
You know what I would just like? I would just like her to do word for word every single one of Lewis's jokes from Lewis J. Gomez presents Lewis J. Gomez.
My ex-girlfriend's fucking a black guy, man.
Have you ever? Yeah, she's just doing big J crowd work.
Yeah.
You ever fucked a black guy?
I bet you fucked a black guy. It's written all over your face. Women, you could tell how many black guys a woman has fucked by how many tattoos she has on her thighs. It's sort of like when in World War II they'd put numbers on the side of the airplanes.
Wow.
You ever see a big white bitch with a Sailor Jerry tattoo? That's she's basically the Enola Gay of fucking blackness. She flew right over the Hiroshima, the Africa version of Hiroshima,
and dropped a pussy onto it.
She said bombs away, and did an eagle drop from the third story all the way onto some homeless guy's cock. I don't know. I'm just fucking around. What are you guys up to?
Are you getting
the food here?
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, they make you buy food here, don't they? That's stupid, isn't it? The most disgusting food in the world, and somebody comes on stage and they're talking about getting raped.
Uh-oh, check spot.
Check spot.
No one's listening now.
Yeah. Yes. Tip your waitress. Really, give it up for them. They're the hard workers.
What I do is easy.
This
is playing fun.
And also, thank you all so much. Because if it weren't for you guys, let's give it up for yourselves, really. Give it up for yourselves for coming out and supporting the arts.
She's just killed. Just 30 minutes left. She's
just stretching.
She just didn't write enough. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, I'll tell you, the world ain't enough. Diamonds are forever and the world ain't enough.
Isn't that right? Uh-oh, what do we got here? A Chinese guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're gay uh-oh. Also.
Let me ask you, how do you feel about that Andrew Yang fellow, Logan? What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he fucking thinking?
Just nothing. She has nothing.
I don't know. I was just thinking earlier.
I don't know. What else is in the news?
What the hell is that?
That guy's crazy.
Does Elizabeth Hurley ever get lung cancer? You figured she would have by now.
Why her?
You know, she used to see, I'd be on, she'd say, I'd smoke fucking 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
She said that?
Yes.
And now I don't even know what Australian sound like anymore.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
It's fine.
We've come across the other side of the bit.
It's me, Australia Jones.
Hannah Gatsby.
It's me, Australia Jones. I'm like Indiana Jones.
From Australia?
But I'm from Australia. And instead of stopping the Nazis, I have sex with children.
Sounds pretty Australian
to
me.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Junior,
You shot a 40-year-old boy on your cock.
Dad, now's not the time.
I'm about to bust, Dad.
Anyway. Indiana Jones was kind of a stupid movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually,
it's a weird name for a guy that's a professor. Indiana Jones sounds like a guy that makes his own fucking liquor out of
right.
Yeah, what is it, a stage?
out of what? Fucking old Twizzlers or something?
You got 25 minutes.
And then they put Shia LaBeouf in the other one.
Now he's the kid of Indiana Jones.
He's his son? Shia LaBeouf. Have you ever heard of a queefier name than that?
I would fuck him up.
It sounds like every type of pussy fart you could ever do. His name.
Okay, we got something there.
It sounds like
people are laughing.
It sounds like it's Shia LaBeouf's name sounds like air coming out of a deaf woman's pussy. If I had to imagine, and I know technically speaking, it shouldn't be a different sound, but I imagine a deaf woman sitting there. You know,
right?
Fucking playing with her, diddling her fucking fingers,
right,
like they do,
right?
And then you just hear Shia LaBeouf.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People are like, "What is that?
What was that?"
And it's air escaping from a cunt, a deaf cunt,
a deaf pussy.
Wow, that's blue.
Woo!
Hannah Gatsby's done it again.
Oh fuck, man. Yeah.
But anyway. The fuck doesn't the guy in the notebook just pretend every page said, and I would suck Roger's dick every day, especially when he would read to me.
I don't
That's what I would
that,
do.
Maybe.
What's the movie about?
It's a guy whose like wife has Alzheimer's, so he has to read their life story from her diary back to her.
Every day?
Yeah, he just sits there. And
he he get pussy every day?
In the flashbacks.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It's sort of the Titanic, but the bitch has dementia.
There we go. We could do a version of that. Mm-hmm. Guy-tanic.
Guy-tanic. Yeah.
We already did Guy-tanic last episode. What about this episode? Mm-hmm. What's the guy notebook?
It's an old guy getting his dick sucked.
Dementia.
And then it would be funny if the wife's like, and I waited for Robert. Or like, every day I wait. Or well, I guess it would be the husband. But anyways, the wife telling she's reminiscing to the husband. And he's got dementia and he doesn't know who this bitch is. And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember I was deployed for 6 months and I probably fucked every bitch in Okinawa.
Yeah, bring me Japanese pussy.
Yeah.
One last time.
I want to see Coco with Mimi one more time.
I want sucky sucky. Yeah.
Was that Charlton Heston? That was an early one. Was it Chinese Charlton?
Sucky sucky. What
was
it?
Me sucky sucky. Yeah,
or like me no sucky sucky? No, or me want?
Me want
sucky me want sucky. Sucky. Get your dick inside me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, before this show fucking sucked. Before it sucked to do this.
Yeah. It's all right, man. We're going to go to a fucking cabin soon, do the rest of the year in 3 days. Just record all for fucking 48 hours straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's 48 episodes, brother.
It's weird that they still do the circus. You know what I mean? I mean, there's probably like a bet between clowns and blackface guys in 1930 about which one would last longer. And the blackface guys were like, of course.
Going to be ass.
Of course they're going to still hate blacks.
This is hilarious.
It's not going to be fucking clowns. This doesn't make any sense.
Being a clown
is gay.
It
barely made sense in 1600s France. And then what a doozy that is. The 60s roll around, the blacks start burning every fucking place to the ground.
Getting all
and now, and
crazy.
And guess who it is? Clowns come out on top. Mm-hmm. And it went so far that now even the clowns become black guys. And you get fucking, what is it, Insane Clown Posse? And
Homie the Clown.
And all that shit. Yeah. And
she's got her own twist on the Black Lives Matter movement.
The Hannah Gatsby podcast. That's weird if you think about it.
If you think about that.
Because in the 1920s, you got two options. You either go blackface or clown, and that was all a show business.
That's true.
There's nothing else to do. You certainly couldn't
jobs.
Have a fucking podcast.
Yeah, man.
Then it all comes full circle. Everything kind of leads back to the clown blackface dialect.
And I'm actually in blackface right now.
And that was the pinnacle of society. It was the late 1990s before the simulation ended with the fall of the Twin Towers. And we've all been living in a data uptake purgatory where the software can't update fast enough for our consciousness to adapt.
Wow.
I was just talking with Rogan about this.
It's trippy.
Dude, I've been doing way more drugs and reading less, and it's really helped my outlook.
I was talking to Ben Shapiro. We both sort of agree with everything. Yeah.
Ben's actually, because, you know, I like hanging out with Ben because I usually enjoy the company of other lazzies. We talk about what it's like to just
to have a pussy.
To have a pussy and be a box-munching lesbian.
Yeah. Say, Bruce Jenner thinks he's a Sheila now.
Take it away. Take it away, Adam Hanna.
Go ahead, Adam Hanna.
And you know what? I look at that fella over there and I say, you know, I would be a lesbian with that guy over there. Bruce, that's all I got.
You want to fuck her? Maybe say that it's maybe disgusting.
It would be disgusting.
Maybe Hanna
remember
thinks
the joke,
it's disgusting.
Maybe Hanna is, now because the bit is that Hanna is... is, you know, like an edgy blue comedian.
Yeah.
So it's something so it's a little like, more hard-hitting than, actually, I'm fully accepting of Caitlyn Jenner and I would have sex with her. It isn't probably exactly what
Nanette would
say.
No,
the bit is a little... Maybe there's an aspect of comedic heightening.
Maybe she thinks she should be executed or something like that.
At the very least.
That's not funny.
The point.
We're kind of... That's the whole bit.
The joke is transphobing something we don't like
to the tonality of
something that the people who do like Nanette don't like.
I just thought it wasn't that
fair. So they can understand how absurd it sounds to us.
Okay, I just wasn't...
Which is the premise of the joke when you take it
all
to
right,
the whole
right,
point.
All right.
It's not what would Hanna Gadsby say.
Mm-hmm.
It's all how right. could we make Hanna Gadsby sound as bad to the people who like her as she does to us.
Okay. So Bruce Jenner thinks he's a Sheila now.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, that's a bloke.
There we go. It's something.
Mm-hmm. That's Australian.
And how right? about what would you like to do to Bruce?
Say it as Adam.
I'd like to execute him.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Not
Adam?
As Adam,
what
it was the character.
Come
you suggested
Adam.
It. I couldn't
you
think
want to kill
it.
A trans person?
Was it me?
Adam,
you said
wanna,
that.
That's really
no,
fucked
No, you
up.
Said that you, as if it was him.
Oh, my God.
You
dude,
stop pitched it earlier. I just went with the idea that
Jesus,
you pitched.
No,
Jesus
No.
I'm going to take a break.
Honestly, Adam, there's a limit. Even for us, there's a limit, dude. And there's...
I'm going to take a break.
You personally saying you Adam, believe
you,
that trans
you
women
push
should
the envelope,
say that.
You push the envelope.
Fucked up.
And the envelope pushed back.
Push the world away the fuck back.
The envelope pushed
this,
back.
This pussy grabs back, Adam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you fucked up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well... I mean, it's going to take a lot of free bleeding for some of our listeners to get over this.
I'm sorry to anyone don't, that offended.
Yeah. It's
please do.
Take, I'm getting into pee bleeding.
You prick your dick hole and let it fucking drip.
Yes, that's when I start. I have my period in public, and then I piss myself out of my vagina all over the subway seat. And then I go, problem, men. I'm now free pissing as a woman. As a powerful woman that leaks like an oil tanker would. A woman can be just as powerful as the Exxon Valdez.
That's right. That's right. Take that, you fucking little fucked up birds.
You're
going to need some Dawn to get my pussy blood off your fucking feathers.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how much of a bitch you'd have to be to go clean up seals at the beach? You know, I'm going to go clean dirty animals after an oil spill. Fucking kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself being all her punchlines.
Just something she doesn't like and kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
That's funny.
Fucking
kill
yourself.
Yourself.
I'm sorry you're offended by a joke. Yeah.
Kill yourself.
By words.
Yeah. They're just words.
They're just words.
The just word. If you let words bother you, what are you going to do next? Let a man fuck you in the ass? Call it experimenting? You know who else experimented? The Nazis?
You know, the fucking...
Mengele.
Mengele.
He did experiments. Ipso facto, science is fucking bad.
I've got two twins you could experiment on. It's my balls.
It's my big tits. My big fat tits.
Was she dating Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes.
Who?
Yeah, Anna Gatsby?
They won the Teen Choice Awards for best lesbian couple.
They got gacked.
The Nickelodeon Teen Kids Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
What are the Teen Choice Awards?
That wasn't Nickelodeon. The Kids Choice Awards is Nickelodeon.
But what is the Teen Choice Awards?
I think that was just a different one.
Different awards.
Yeah,
show?
I think you won a surfboard if you won that one. That was the trophy. Or was that the Kids Choice?
I think that's Kids Choice.
I thought you got a little blimp. A little orange blimp.
You would know better than me.
Yeah, as a kid.
As a guy with a child's penis, yeah.
Well, no, just a childlike wonderment.
Do they have the
wonderment.
Blacks Choice Award?
The BET Awards.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but
and the NAACP.
Did they call it that?
The one? Image Awards.
The Image Awards, yeah. I guess there's two different versions of
them. I want to try and start one called the Blacks Choice Award.
There should be the Chinese Choice Awards.
Chinese. Yeah, number one, good, best, happy, good luck movie goes to Ordinary People, directed by Labo Lever.
Ordinary People.
The story of one upper middle class boy who cannot get over the death of his brother.
It's a pretty good movie.
And how despite that, it ends up bringing together a family that was already atomized to begin with.
Mm.
And ironically, the death of a brother saves them.
Wow, that's a good movie.
Starring Mary Tyler Moore as the bitch mom. Mm.
Really? Mary Tyler Moore?
Mary Tyler Moore and Donald Sutherland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck
as
yeah.
The dopey father who can't process the grief and can't wipe the shit-eating grin off his face.
It's a pretty good movie.
Shouts out to Donald Sutherland for getting pussy in...
Why don't you tell us what
Animal
you like
House.
About it?
What?
Tell us, Chinese Adam, what you like about the movie.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good when I saw it.
As Chinese Adam...
I don't want to do it as Chinese. You're doing it.
You do it as Chinese Adam.
What do you mean?
All right, don't do it as Chinese Adam. Do it as...
Chinese Choice Awards.
Do it as Claire Danes.
Hmm? Now to discuss Ordinary People. Mm-hmm.
Claire Danes.
Okay.
So you're Claire Danes now. So if you do a voice, okay. It's just a bad.
All right. The other day I saw a movie called Ordinary People. Right?
Okay, could be fine.
And it was about a family.
Okay, so now you're Chinese?
I was doing African, but it went Chinese. God damn it.
It's all right, man. That's okay, dude.
It's okay. Good eye. Get back up. Dust yourself off. Dust yourself off and try again.
Mm-hmm.
Half of that Nanette thing was British. you just keep it moving, Bocco.
Keep it talking.
There is literally no bar set for this show.
Okay.
It's not
Remember,
even on the
show
floor.
Is stupid, Adam.
There's fucking no way you
we
can fuck
this up. We are filling an hour.
Okay, all right.
By talking, you're doing your job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
The sooner you get it over with, the faster we can go to lunch next week.
Okay. That's right.
All right. This is
all that stands between us and next week's lunch is the last half of this episode of next week's first episode.
This is Annette Bening.
I can't wait to do drugs and be sad in my apartment.
Yeah, that's pretty much
because
what
it's,
happens
it's
after.
Finally, now the quarantine has gotten to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, now you're opening up in the accent.
Yeah, that's the only way he does it, Adam.
I know,
don't
I
stop
forgot.
It.
Yeah.
This is why everybody say go to therapy. Why don't you learn how to make fun of people's voices? Why do I need therapy if I just be a Chinese guy?
Anything else bother you,
maybe
Chinese presenter
maybe
of
Chinese,
the Chinese Choice
Chinese
Awards?
Chinese Choice Awards, you get offline. Maybe just focus on, you know, your friends.
Focus on what? Everyone is dealing with the same shit. It's a universal problem.
Just simplify
right.
your life, you know.
I'm also in the better position than most, so I can't complain about
so he
it.
Has,
I can't complain.
Yeah, has,
I yeah. can't complain.
So he feels I'm, guilty I'm on a, the summer
I'm,
revel.
I'm exceptionally Rocky. And at the same time, it's alienating. But again, it's an unsympathetic problem to have. Mm-hmm. It's rittery, right? Complaining about your dick being too big. Nobody wants to hear it.
And that would really piss you off, wouldn't it? Both the character and the man doing the voice. Ah, fuck. I just want to say that I'm basically like Sebastian from...
No, I said that before we started the episode.
You're like Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
No, yeah, you are. You're like the lobster. I'm Dickless. Sebastian.
First of all, I'm the flounder.
I'm Sebastian from
I'm clearly
Intentions.
The flounder from Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. I'm cute like him.
No.
I'm
no,
that guy.
You're Ursula.
You're Ursula.
I am not Ursula.
Actually, you are. Shape. Now that you are Ursula.
You're Ursula.
The I'm same, not Ursula.
The same...
Nick is King Triton.
I'm the flounder.
I'm the priest that gets an erection at
no,
the wedding.
No, that's me. I'm
you're,
both him and
Ursula.
The flounder.
You're
why am I Ursula?
You're bombastic. You're loud. You're a diva.
I'm Prince. I'm Prince Eric.
Yeah,
you're not Prince Eric.
I'm Prince Eric.
No.
Yeah,
I am a diva. You got me there.
No, Adam's that dumbass seagull.
Doesn't no, I'm Prince Eric, and because I fall in love with women that can't talk all the time.
I'm not in the movie. If I'm anyone, I'm the chef.
No, you're
whose
king.
Whose penis you see in one frame.
No, that's the priest. And I'm him. I'm him and the flounder.
I'm the penis.
You're the penis.
You're even all over the cover priest. Of the movie.
Nick's not King Triton, dude.
No, Nick is a Samantha.
I was humble, and I did not claim King Triton for myself, but I think everyone knows.
No, you're not
King I just Triton. Wasn't going to say it.
You have it. You are King Triton.
I wasn't going to say it because
I don't remember the movie, so I don't remember who the gayest character is, but that's who you are.
No.
Who are you talking about? I'm Prince Eric.
No, you're
gayest,
the bird.
The gayest character is Ursula, and that's you.
I am not Ursula.
Yeah,
I'm
Ursula
the flounder.
Is a drag
I'm
queen.
Clearly the flounder. Ursula must have some kind of gay lackey, and actually that's what both
of us eels.
You know who you are.
You're
eels.
Both
eels. You're Smee.
I am Smee. I don't have a problem with that. Smee's right. Cool.
You're Smee.
You're also with this Smee of...
Who played Smee in the live-action fucking motion picture, bitch?
Bob
Your favorite
Hoskins.
Actor, Bob Hoskins. Yeah. So, yeah, I am Smee, bitch.
Okay.
And you're Dustin
Bob
Hoffman.
Hoskins did an insulting impression of you one time, mm-hmm. Which is why he's my favorite
Wait,
actor.
When?
I'm Julia
when
Roberts Tinkerbell.
When he played Stavros of Hook fame. You're also the Smee in the your Gaston's Smee.
I'm
friend.
Not gay Gaston's friend. I'm not Gaston's gay friend. Yeah. Fucking...
I can't wait to suck your dick, Gaston.
Nick, you're me. The candlestick in
no,
not the Beauty and the
Yes,
Beast.
You are.
I'm
and guess what? Guess
You're
what? The beast puts
stick.
It
I'm,
in his
if
ass.
I'm
yeah,
being humble.
The beast puts it in his
I'm
ass.
I'm humble and I'm the clock. And the clock is, I will accept the clock. I'm not that
no,
fucking
you're the
friend.
Candlestick.
Yeah,
candlestick.
The candlestick's French.
You're the French candlestick.
Yeah. No,
dude.
I'm not.
That's
Adam,
you when
Adam,
you had
you.
A little mustache.
That's why you said
you're sarcastic.
That's why it's you before it's fucking.
No, you look like
the
candlestick.
Because he's like, I hope no one brings up that I'm the candlestick.
No, that's
I'm
bullshit.
The beast and only a sexy ass woman can get me to stop being fat as shit.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually the story of my
I'm
life.
I'm Moana.
No.
I'm the guy in the town that doesn't like Belle because she thinks she's better than everybody else.
That is you.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the song.
The village homosexual.
Oh, like, this guy thinks she's
yeah,
happy because she can
you're
read.
You're the village hater.
The sarcastic village homosexual.
He's not a homosist. You don't even know who you're talking.
He right? is, though.
Yeah, he
He's
is
not.
Gay.
We're gonna watch the movie.
He's ethnically gay.
We're going to watch the movie after this, and we're going to point out exactly who Adam is.
Oh, everything
every
is
instance.
About Belle.
Bell.
It's all about you.
That's the wrong guy.
Well, that's your vibe.
That's who you are, whoever
that's
that is.
Whoever that
no,
is,
I'm
that's
the,
you.
I'm the monster truck gravedigger, I've decided.
That's not
in
even
all
Disney.
It's seen in all the movies.
Okay.
I want to get my hard-ass penis sucked. I want to get my balls licked.
Will someone put it inside my ass?
Will someone fuck me in the ass?
Yeah.
And suck my little dick.
And here comes Belle, and she can't wait to get fucked.
Belle is such a fucking slut, we know it. Mm-hmm.
She's such a slut.
Everybody knows that you suck dick.
Everybody thinks you're a slut.
Okay.
You're not fooling us with those books. We know that you suck cock.
And yeah. Adam's fucking gay also.
And also,
no, let's stop it.
And also, let's not forget Adam's gay.
Just remember that detail.
Why do they talk about the people in the
because
movie? And then
because that
because
is how gay
true.
You are.
Even in 1700s France.
Everybody knows that you are gay.
Even in France in the 1700s.
Everybody knows you're gay. And your penis very small. And we fucking hate you because you are gay.
Why did the witch cast a spell on you, beast?
It's because Adam is gay. And this flower represents how gay he is.
I'm the flower.
You're the flower.
I'm the flower losing its petals slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happens if the petals go away?
Then he's
dead.
A beast forever.
But he's not.
Right?
Do we see him at the end? Is he sexy?
Is he a hot guy? I don't remember.
The moral of that movie is so goddamn funny.
What's that?
He's like a handsome, rich prince.
No. I vastly prefer that moral to that Princess Fiona is actually an ugly bitch.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Shrek, I was like, dude, she was fine as hell. And then
why can't she just fuck an ogre? You know what they
bitch.
Should have done? Kept her hot, but made her pussy green so
she
Shrek's
could fuck
cop.
The ogre. Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
Shrek should have demanded she go back.
So what the fuck? An ugly guy can't fuck a dime piece?
Yeah, exactly. He has to fuck another ugly woman. That's the lesson of Shrek.
The lesson can't be it doesn't matter what you look like.
But
hot
a
people
donkey,
can fuck ugly
But a donkey
people.
Can fuck a dragon.
And that's unnatural, by
that's
the way.
That's against Jesus.
You know
it's
that
against
hurt
God.
The dragon's pussy to fuck a donkey's cock.
No, I feel like it would have hurt the donkey.
I've never seen Shrek.
Really?
It's a good movie.
I would think I was like... too old when Shrek came out.
But whatever.
All Star by Smash Mouth.
I was the thing. I was too old for that type of movie, but too young for Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Nah, that was right. The Smash
you
Mouth.
You heard All Star by Smash Mouth, you're like, I can't wait to
the
be
bare naked ladies. the bare naked ladies.
When I get a little older.
When I get a little older,
I'm mature enough to enjoy
All Star. I'm gonna wear tie dye shirts and listen to fucking bare naked ladies.
Oh, dude, I had a bare naked.
I remember thinking that was mature music.
I had a bare naked lady CD in fifth grade. Great, dude.
My babysitter, she listened to...
Oh, I remember her.
She used to listen
to
it.
Yeah, I know her.
She
might as well be sucking on some cock.
She listened to Nirvana, too. I remember that, and I was like, wow.
Did you jack off to her?
Dude, I wanted to fuck her so bad.
Who's this, your sister?
My babysitter.
Your baby sister?
She was Shut up, dude.
That's weird, dude. When she was a baby?
Shut up.
I wanted to fuck your sister as a baby?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
You know might as well be sucking on my dick.
Might as well fuck me in my gay ass.
Might as well open up my butt cheeks.
Might as well fuck my mouth and nut on my face.
And then nut on my butt cheeks.
Might as well nut all over my cheeks.
Suck on my dick. Fuck my ass. And then nut on my butt cheeks.
Might as well fuck me in my mouth and ass.
Might as well make me wear red dress and suck your dick.
Somebody once fucked me directly in my asshole. Made me suck his dick and eat cum.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff right there, man. Mm-hmm. That was on.
I was drinking all his cum. Yeah,
yeah.
I was drinking all his cum with his thumb up my ass, and now it turns out I am gay.
Well, hey now, you're fucking gay.
Hey now, I'm a gay guy. I got my ass fucked. Yeah. It sucked.
Yes.
Hey
yes.
Now, I'm a gay guy. I got fucked in my ass. It actually hurt a lot.
And I didn't really like
and
getting
all
fucked.
Those inches won't made me suck his cock.
And all those inches won't
and eat shit.
Hey now, I got my dick sucked by a guy and it sucked.
Yes.
Hey now.
What are some of the other songs?
He pulled
Shrek?
The gun out. He made me fuck him.
My favorite band is Smash Mouth.
I love Smash Mouth.
I love listening to Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Hannah loves it.
Yeah. I thought I was a lesbian until I met Guy, and then she's now a Guy Fieri and Hannah Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to fuck Guy.
It wasn't actually women I was into, just the Guy Fieri aesthetic.
Just people that wore bowling shirts.
And it's usually just the most dog shit lesbians that look like that in Australia. Yeah. But in America, that's what all the men from Santa Cruz look like.
Guys look
wearing
like.
A pair of Oakleys, but around the back of his neck.
And that's
wearing
all I needed was just a fatso from Santa Cruz
to absolutely punish my books.
Just to get his dick medically hard, his red, tomato red dick. Medically hard. Absolutely lacking in both length and girth. And then to run out of breath and think that's coming.
I just like not a even big fat guy to fucking fall all over me in a heap.
The experience of getting his second wind he associates with orgasmic climax, mm-hmm. and it's been probably 25 years since he's authentically actually ejaculated, and he can't see past his gut to even check. And that's so now me and Guy are in a sexual relationship.
I'm having sex with Guy for you.
I'm having heap sex.
Sex. I'm having Guy. We're having
heap sex with Guy.
Damn, dude. Heaps is so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Australian people are fucking dumb as shit.
They're dumb as hell.
They're the dumbest people.
Oh, fuck. I do want to go back to Australia.
I do, man. I wish. I was so looking forward to that.
That would, dude, I don't even want to think about all the awesome touring that's not going to happen. Like, I was,
Well, when this comes back, everybody will be used to quarantine, so we should go on tour. But it is just like we set a little table up, there's some shirts for sale, and you bring us drugs.
Yeah. I like the idea. How about this?
That's it.
We go on a tour, right?
Yeah.
We're in a little box,
and then
we can't see them at all.
What we should do is we pre-record the episodes, and then we go.
We just press play
and
live.
We play the show, yeah. And then we sit there and we watch the show with the audience.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
So we can see their authentic reaction
talking
from the side.
And we have the mic audience secretly bug the whole room.
I like that.
And if anyone says, this isn't very, you know, like even
I can't believe we paid $30.
Spotlight on them. The microphone drops from the ceiling, gun to their head. You do it. Do it now. Do a whole hour now.
You
have to do the show.
Oh, here's your fucking price of admission. You do it. You'd be entertaining.
You do it now. And then meanwhile, we're eating Chinese food.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting into a dispute with the Chinese waiter.
I think that was Toronto.
It was Toronto, but Toronto.
I'm just getting mad thinking about that guy.
Australia. That
I'm
was
pissed.
That was
that
so
fucking
funny,
bastard.
I called the police.
What the fuck? Why? Because he said you threw away your ticket?
Yeah, because I wrote fake Chinese all over the ticket as a joke. And then the guy demanded the ticket.
And you're like, can I just give you my order?
I'm like, no, I don't have the ticket. Yeah. He's like, what do you mean you don't? He's like, dude, you have to call the, we'll call. I don't. I have no idea what their system is that would necessitate using the same.
We were like, no, and then we asked for another ticket.
Yeah,
and he said that we weren't allowed to have another ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking bastard.
Yeah. I'm not going to hand you this piece of paper that I drew swastikas all over instinctually. You can't put a piece of paper
and
in front
a pen.
Of
yeah,
we're like, okay, we found that it just says the waiter is a faggot.
Yeah. We didn't know the rule.
The guy reading this is a fucking bitch. Oh, here's your fucking ticket, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get my penis.
He's like, in China, I was a doctor of karate. And I come here and I'm a guy that makes Chinese food. It's like, well, that seems like the same thing.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
It's basically the same thing. I've seen Chinese ancient medicine or traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of mortal and pestles.
Yeah.
Just a lot of fucking...
A lot of grinding shit. A lot of telling people to drink hot water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a ground up bone in it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's penis is supposed to make your dick hard.
I wish. So to eat a tiger's penis.
That's what they say, dude.
I've never experienced it, but...
to risk your life trying to kill a tiger.
No, it's someone does it for you, dude.
No, you gotta do
and you
it
eat
yourself.
A little tiger cock pill, I think.
It's a rite of... it's like a powder that they say.
I think so, yeah.
It's fucking... Just Chinese people getting caught by some international anti-poaching organization trying to eat a tiger's penis.
Yeah.
They really are the master race. It's so funny because it's like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, Chinese people, they don't have any humor. And it's because they're already so funny that there's nothing, there's no in for them.
Yep.
It's like that, like a fish not knowing what water is.
Yeah. Right. Because that's their only.
Yeah.
That's right. I agree with you.
That video of that Chinese guy just eating live baby rats.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Unseasoned. They're just baby rats.
Ew, dude.
He's popping them in his mouth.
Oh, no.
He's crunching them up.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, he's that's got a disgusting. Bucket of them.
Ew.
What happened to
him? He's like, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Did the CCP take Peng's eye from us? He's gone. He hasn't been.
Peng's eye?
The guy who used to chug alcohol.
Yo, didn't China
kill him?
Didn't they kill the richest guy in China?
Well, I don't care about him.
Jack Ma.
Well, he disappeared. I care about Peng's eye.
Dude, that guy is dead as fuck.
Yeah,
he took his Jack company Ma. And he was because he was gonna go public or whatever, right?
No, they already are public.
Yeah, he just criticized like some. I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Jack Mao is fucking dead, bro.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna come back.
No,
they're like in the process of making a robot Jack Ma.
It's the thing is he can't like go into hiding because he's like the only Chinese guy that looks different from the rest of them.
He does look.
He's got that weird like Billy Quiz Boy head.
Yeah, his head is square as fuck.
Yeah, he's got that like these like cookie jar features.
Yeah, that, but he's so rich, you'd think he could be hiding somewhere.
Did he get in trouble trying to rape when he was in America or something? That was another Chinese like business executive in Minneapolis try to rape.
Who that was
Dominic Strauss.
I think you're thinking of Dominic Strauss.
Dominic Strauss gone. Jack Ma was raping.
I don't remember how that, how did that start?
I don't know. It started because we saw his picture.
No, I didn't see a picture of Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Oh, I don't know. It was a part of the game you were playing. It was like mentioning random people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jack Ma. Oh, no. It was his rival.
His rival.
Ryu.
Raiden? Yeah. Was it Raiden?
Louis. L-I-U. Kwaiyu.
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Liu Kang. Yeah.
Richard Liu of JD.
Richard Lewis.
Richard Jack Ma, you are chosen to compete in Mortal Kombat. If you piss off your opponent, they'll ghost you and nationalize your company. Do you accept these terms? Yes, Belgium Chinese Raiden. Yes, Belgian Raiden.
That guy is so dead, dude. Shouts out to China flexing, dude. Mm-hmm. We're so fucked.
China
and Russia are about to fuck our asses.
Yeah. Good thing they love Joe Biden.
His head is so weird.
Yeah.
It's so wide.
Chinese guys are our friends. And everybody's saying you got to be mad about Chinese guys. And they put fortunes in their cookies. If you have a cookie and you open it up and there's a little message inside, that's how you're going to not... It's how you only one thing to do is just have to have a good day. So. I remember Bo used to fuck me in my ass. I remember Bo used to fuck me in my ass.
Our fucking president, man. Salute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the virus. You're going to have to, it's just going to go Wild West. It's going to be like Will Smith. Yeah, it's like a giant steam spider comes in and fucks me in my ass. I remember I took Bo to see that movie and he saw a giant steam spider and said, Dad, why do you get one? Well, let me ride in that, put that steam spider directly in my ass.
Really, Bo? Bo really wanted to put all that stuff in your ass, huh? Mm. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome, President Biden.
Yeah.
Might as well get your dick sucked by a man.
Yeah, I saw one thing. I don't really pay. I'm trying not to pay attention to anything. But apparently, like, he was passing by Marines.
Yes, I saw that.
And he has, like, an earpiece.
And they're like, salute the Marines.
Yeah.
He's like, salute Marines.
Wave the Marines.
Dude, he is straight up just getting fed everything he's ever said.
Yeah.
That man
The United Pantene Pro-Veen Corps. Are some of the greatest soldiers we've ever Charlie Sheen.
I can't wait for like the FDR breakdown of how much dementia he has. Yeah. Like 30 years, we find out
FDR is in a wheelchair and he still built the Brooklyn Bridge. Still got it built in 15 days. I remember I went down there and I shook the hand of every man, woman, and child that worked on that bridge. And I looked them in their eyes and I said, "You may be a black Chinese guy." But that doesn't stop you from raising the flag and saying, howdy doody.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
President Biden. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Thank you.
Might as well get your dick sucked by Joe Biden.
Might as well fuck me in my mouth and ass.
Might as well use my mouth like a cunt.
Might as well rape me and hold me.
Might as well
hold me down and rape my mouth. Ba-na, ba-ba.
Somebody wants to use my mouth like a pussy. It really sucked. I hated it.
He put a gun to my head and said, if I told anyone, he would kill my family.
So he fucked my asshole. He fucked my mouth. He made me suck his dick and came in my pussy. It didn't feel good. I hated it. But I had to do it to save my family's life.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Turns out I'm gay. It really sucks. Now I can never be straight again.
The tied up, bound, and gagged bare naked ladies.
What were the bare naked ladies song that was a fucking banger? They had one.
One week. It's been.
Yeah,
it's been 1 week since
you sucked my dick.
Dude, 3 days since you fucked up my asshole.
Chickadee China. Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Chickadee China.
Chickadee China. The Chinese chicken. I had a drumstick. You break
the
drumstick.
Watch the next Files with the lights on.
Suck my pussy and fuck my
I'm the
kind of guy that sucks mad dick. I got mad sick. Not taking my prep pills. Now I got HIV and I can't wait to see the doctor so that he can suck it out of me.
So he can suck my penis. So the doctor's fucking my ass.
I'm trying to understand how that's not the way it works. Once you have the virus, you can't get rid of it. But I think if I get my dick sucked enough, the virus might go away on its own. It's been 1 week since I got diagnosed with AIDS. It happened because I stopped taking my prep pills. Now I'm losing weight and my hair's falling down. And I can't wait to give the virus to a bunch of other people. I just don't want to die alone. If I can infect everyone in my community, I will. It has to become a cultural thing. That's the only way we get anyone to pay attention to the problem. I know that sounds incredibly selfish, but who cares? I'm fucked
up.
I'm dying. I'm going to keep smoking crystal meth and having unprotected sex with Hunter Biden.
Them.
Hunter. I remember he got HIV from the bare naked ladies. He came to me. He said, Pop. Pop, I got HIV from the bare naked ladies. And I said, the guys from the Shrek movie said, yeah, and I knew Shrek. Me and Shrek, I knew Shrek back from Scranton. Back then he was blue. And he used to let people fuck his ears. me and my friend Butchie would get our cocks up by his ears.
Shrek's blue ears.
Stick our cocks in Shrek's ears. And it's like little trumpets to stick your cock in and chuck you off.
Hell yeah, dude. All hail. All hail President Biden.
Mm-hmm. They just need to let him do that more.
Or what? Fuck Shrek's ears?
Yeah.
Just let him go off.
Let him go off more.
Let him go off on the mic, dude.
I'm the kind of guy with a little ass fucking dick. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants some of them.
If you listen to every bare naked lady song in a row, there's a secret message hidden in there. It says we got to nuke Israel.
President Biden will be back.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I forgot to have one of my peanut butter sandwiches before I got a little peanut butter cracker.
I'm sorry, everyone.
I usually have a little Austin cheddar cheese cracker sandwich before I get on stage. And I forgot. No, I just, every time I keep thinking back to that Bare Naked Lady song, the one about nuking Israel.
Everybody wants to fuck my asshole.
Yeah, it's been 1 inch since you sucked me off.
It's been 1 week since you sucked me off. My dick is soft and way too small. My balls are small too. The whole fucking thing is fucked up.
Suck on my penis and make me fuck your ass home.
This is a cool name to name a band.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys probably got a lot of pussy.
They probably got a lot of pussy off that name.
They were hot guys.
Just the truth is, anyone you've ever heard of got a lot of pussy.
That's actually that's really true.
Yeah, that's just how it
They were ugly Canadian guys.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know how much pussy Matthew Lesko probably got?
The question. I don't think he
got pussy.
He got a lot.
He probably got pussy.
I think he's
off
been
that.
Married the whole time.
Nah, and he was getting pussy on the
side. On the
side,
for sure.
Okay, that's true.
It's he's like, just we gotta keep this, gotta keep this a secret,
dude.
That question mark suit in the motel.
Yeah, dude. What's his name?
All the condoms have question marks that he fucks with.
What's his name? Ken Bone from the 2016 election fucked Jenny McCarthy.
Great. What do you mean?
He fucked Jenny McCarthy? And Kathy Ireland.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, Ken Bone.
What are you talking about?
He got so much pussy.
I guess
off
he Ken Bone. I guess he Ken.
Kathy Ireland.
Yeah. Kathy Ireland was like the go-to hot chick reference in 90s sitcoms.
I never got that.
Well, I think we were too young, probably.
I thought it was Raquel Welch.
No, that's too old.
Is it?
Let me see what fucking...
Like, you know what's too old for you, Adam?
What's that?
Anyone over the age of
18. Okay, I kind of thought you were going to say that.
It's been... My dick.
I'm gay.
Or I'm gay.
I'm gay. And I'm a fucking prick.
I'm a fucking gay guy and I suck dick. I'm a fucking gay guy and I suck dick.
You get drunk, jump off a bridge. Thank God as it smashes into the ravine.
It's kind of hard living with the guilt of being gay.
I just want to kill myself, but I'm a pussy. Thank God for drugs so I can do it. I can't wait to take ketamine and kill myself. It's been 1 week since I decided to kill myself. Told my therapist I was going to Fiji.
Told my therapist she couldn't reach me for at least 3 weeks.
Because I'd be busy with work. Told my boss that I was doing a mental retreat of therapy. Yeah. No one knows where I am. Rent in a hotel room and I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, yeah,
quick trip to Home Depot and get a bucket and fill it with Clorox. I drop some ammonia tablets in there.
I'm going to kill myself with a little mustard gas.
However you make that gas. Make the fucking gas and fuck it up. Strips all the paint off the walls. Now I owe Motel 6 $6,000.
Now I'm alive and I owe Motel 6 $6,000. Can't you get fucked up? Like, didn't Hitler have some kind of deformity from breathing that shit in? Can you not die, but
mustard gas?
Yeah.
Well, he's a deformity from losing his ball in war.
That's so funny. Fucking bitch. Fuck Hitler.
Yeah.
My fucking dick is small and I can't get hard. My penis is a little and I can't even see.
Who do you think they're going to call Nazis after they find all the Nazis and arrest them? Who becomes the new Nazis? What's the next iteration?
Probably us.
No. We're too stupid to be Nazis.
Yeah, we're fucking stupid.
I guess.
That's the beauty of this whole scam.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're sub 80 IQ,
you guys just get to be like, I don't know any better.
Yeah, but that's the guys. The guys at the Capitol were all sub 80 IQ. A lot of them were.
I guess
they had the same excuse as us.
Yeah, they weren't doing the kind of voices or songs.
They weren't doing songs or voices.
Yeah, dude. They're not stupid in the same way.
Instead of wearing chainmail and fedoras, they're wearing like buffalo outfits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they don't know how to.
That's not funny.
They were trying to not be funny.
They didn't think it was funny.
No. Everybody wants to suck my dick and fuck my ass.
That guy thought it was funny when he took the podium. You saw his face.
Yeah.
That guy was having a blast.
I don't think maybe thought it was funny. He was probably just having a good ass time.
Yeah. Those guys were just
I gotta
playing.
Admit, in the moment, he was probably having a
I tell
awesome
you, all this
time.
Domestic terrorism shit really makes me miss classic terrorism classic.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. a nice bomb goes
it's like
off.
We're being
a plane
forced to drink
going into
Coke
a building.
Zero. Yeah. I would love it if just, mm-hmm. you know, a nice Allahu Akbar kaboom.
Yeah. The new terrorism does
the classic.
Yeah.
You know, that would be great for me. Or
that's
maybe
what these kids don't realize.
Russian nationalists
days.
Shooting up an airport.
Oh, that's super God. Old school. That's yeah. vintage.
That would be great.
Yeah. Some Cold War shit would be just what we needed.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to suck my dick and fuck my ass.
Domestic terrorism.
Missed me with
that. How about missed me with that.
My cum? Dude, so unnecessary.
Missed me with your penis.
So I guess with the Keystone XL pipeline, they have to get rid of all the pipes.
Really?
I'm going to put in a bid for it.
You're trying to get rid of the pipes, or you want to buy the pipes?
I'm going
to
buy all the pipes.
What are you going to do with it?
They're going to just sell off a bunch of fucking metal for cheap.
Oh, yeah. And you could still use... Then you'd have the metal.
Yeah,
that would have fucking value.
Imagine I had in the middle of Pennsylvania, I get a place and I have
the tubes.
800 million tubes.
Tons tubes we were talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Set up an adult a place. It's adults only.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's the Keystone Pipeline, but a big hamster setup.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
And we could just play.
And then you have to find me in the middle of the tube.
Yeah.
Us
if
boys.
You do, bad news. I've got a gun.
And you're dead.
And you're dead. You got to find me in the middle of the tubes to meet your maker.
And suck your penis. Mm-hmm. Meet your maker and suck his penis.
What if, how about it's this, the movie The Santa Claus, but instead of killing Santa Claus, Tim
you
Allen.
Suck his cock?
Yeah, Tim Allen thinks it's the neighbor, and he's like, we can't act on this. We've been sending each other secret conservative closeted messages for weeks. Mm-hmm. And he thought it was just the Vietnam vet biker from across the street, but it's Santa. And then he has sex with Santa, and Santa Claus has a heart attack while ejaculating in Tim Allen's ass.
Oh, and he's pregnant with Santa's son.
And then, oh, he gets pregnant from Santa.
Yeah, and then he turns into Santa Claus. Yeah. And you become Santa Claus by letting him fuck you in the ass. But it's kept in check by Santa Claus being deeply conservative and closeted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like he's out there. It's not like we're getting new Santas all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that way... Well, wouldn't he have to die and fuck you in the ass at the same time?
How about the Fanta Claus? And he's like a juggalo.
That's good.
Yeah.
They're not into Fanta. They're into Faygo.
That's it.
Yeah, Fanta's delicious.
Fanta's that good shit.
Not necessary to really correct me on that. We could have just gone with...
Yeah, honestly, I was glad I didn't do it and stopped.
Yeah, well,
it
listen.
But I joined you.
When you come into the territory of soft drinks and fast food and snacks,
you better come correct.
Certain things
you
are
better come
sacred
correct.
On this
How about
show?
Panda Claus? And he's like, yeah, presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I go a wrong way down the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point.
What about
that was a very good Gwyneth Paltrow impression.
Just fucking crashing the sleigh into the side of the house. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. You buff out.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You hit me. You backed up into me. Panda Claus.
Panda Claus would be good.
Yeah.
What about Banda Claus?
And
it's like bum 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 bum. You know, like the
Mexican
banda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what that's called? I thought it's called ranchero music.
I thought it was called banda.
Isn't banda something else?
Oh.
How about the Sandy Hook Claus?
No.
How about no?
No.
Why?
Doing that
I mean,
one.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess
we're not doing that. You get one of those an episode, pal.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. That is catchy, bum, Adam. Bum, I'll give you that.
We should have like some sort of deck of cards limiter on how many slurs are allowed on the show.
Yeah, I agree with
like
that.
Like, I draw four cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show.
And you can't waste them. You know? You got to space them out. 15 minutes.
Joker, hard R. Easy.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, we see you draw.
We don't make the rules.
Yeah. The Joker card, you got to use a hard R.
You got to stick to the
anything,
rules.
And then face cards are, you know, going up to C. Q course. Is the CH.
Okay.
The Jack is maybe an F slur.
Okay. Yep.
And then aces.
Jack definitely is that one.
Yeah. Because that one's going to get used.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack looks like.
And then aces or anything directed at Latinos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But only for a four car hand. And then if all mall numbers, that's when you know it's going to be a bad show. Yeah. That's when there's not going to be anything funny. Because I'm going to be pouting. I hate gambling.
This sucks.
I hate poker. A Texas Sam.
Texas Sam.
I ain't playing Texas Sam.
Bump, bump, bump.
Wow.
Bump, bump.
Boy, that's the Pocket Jokers. This is the best hand I've ever seen.
Pocket Jokers, baby.
The double. That boy got Pocket Jokers.
Oh, I don't think we mentioned anything on the last episode, but I wanted to recognize the life of Mr. Larry King.
Oh, yeah, R.I.P.
I was pretty sad to hear that he passed away.
Mm-hmm. You guys have the same body.
How about Larry Ching?
Yeah, and we both got a lot of chicks.
No.
And yeah. Larry Ching interviewing.
We're both pussy getting legends.
Tim Allen for his new movie, The Panda Claus.
All right, how about
Larry
that?
Ching, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Larry Ting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ting is.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's a Jamaican guy.
You got a little bit of patois.
Yeah, a little patois style.
Everything gonna be R.A., sister. That fucking Brad Pitt and Meet Joe Black.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That rules. Everything gonna be R.A.
That was really, really good ass acting.
That's hilarious. I mean, there's no way to even if he nailed the accent.
No, but that's what I mean. It's like you're fucked.
Yeah,
there's no way to
do
it.
And that's like the real because you know it's funny. Midwesterners do that. They do this or like, oh, that sounds nothing like somebody from fucking. Fucking Wisconsin. And it's like, nobody cares.
Shut up.
Nobody cares about
you. You guys sound like shit.
You sound like an idiot.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're laughing.
You have a bad accent.
The rest of the world is laughing at your
You're
ass,
the worst right? kind of American.
You fucking Oshkosh, dickhead, cheese-eating piece em. Of shit.
Yeah. Get the ass.
We have no respect for you.
No respect for the Midwest. In fact, I hope... The Chinese nuke it.
Mm-hmm. I like a couple Midwestern cities.
Like what?
Chicago.
It's not the Midwest.
Yes, it is.
No,
that's just a place.
It's just a place, yeah.
What
he's
the
right.
fuck are you talking about?
It's marginally Midwest.
The Midwest is a place.
No.
I also like Milwaukee. How about that, fuckos?
That's just a suburb.
How about that,
that's
fuckos?
A suburb of Chicago.
It's a neighborhood in Chicago.
Okay, it whatever. Is. Suck me off. Mm. Fuck you.
I did the drive from... Milwaukee to Minneapolis with Racine, and it's very funny the amount of titty bars that are on that drive.
Respect.
Yeah, but I think they're all topless. I don't think you're allowed to see pussy.
Damn,
in
I'm
Wisconsin.
Trying to go to Minneapolis. What are the COVID numbers like over there?
There's none. They really? Beat it. The Hmong beat it there.
Adam lives in a town called Mini Half Penis.
Okay.
That is where you're the mayor of Mini Half Penis, Adam.
Mini Half Penis.
Mini Half
Penis,
yeah.
That's so fucking true.
You're the Bill de Blasio of Mini Half Penis.
For
well,
sure.
Well, as long as I'm the boss of it.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't as you? Long as if you're admitting I'm the boss of it.
I'm having lunch with Big Bird, and then he's going to lay an egg in my ass.
In my ass.
The bad news is the numbers are rising. The good news is so is my cock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to roll out a new plan for seniors. We're going to take naked pictures of them, and then I'm going to beat off.
And I'm going to jack off.
We talked about this. We talked about it 3 weeks ago. It's called the Holiday Surge, where we make seniors dress up in Santa Claus outfits, and then I masturbate.
That's right.
Well, folks, if you enjoy the show,
you might want to check out patreon.com/cumtown.
This is a Patreon, you fucking
which is the website
dummy.
Where you're getting this episode.
Unless you're stealing it, which you know, a good percentage
if
of you are.
If you're stealing it,
please
you could also check
it.
Out patreon.com/cumtown.
And don't worry, folks, we'll get through this and we'll go right back
to
blowing our lives at Chinese buffets and playing PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's all I want is the... I don't want to even go out and do anything. I just want the option.
Yeah, that's the thing. You wouldn't do anything.
I wouldn't do anything.
But it would be nice once every 3 months.
I
want
to sit at home fucked up and be like, what if I went to putt-putt golf?
Yeah.
And then I don't.
I want to go taste pussy from all across the world.
Yeah, like where in the world is Carmen Sandiego giving out pussy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
No. I said
where
one.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
You got one. You said it was the amount
Hold
of
Hold on, though, but I
just
blew it. It should have been where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, well, that's what you get. That's karma.
I thought the first one was better.
Which one was the first one?
I don't even remember what it was.
The Sandy Hook Clause?
Yeah. No,
it was one before that.
What?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
The Sandy Hook starring
no.
Yeah.
Robin
Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Sandy Hook.
They'll be children forever if we kill them.
Oh, come on.
Then they get to live forever.
No, that's me.
I've got it. Here's the plan. Ooh, what if we shot them all?
What if we killed them?
What if Adam Lanza shot them all to death? What if it was make-believe? What if it was a fantasy, a make-believe fantasy that never happened?
It would be really fucked up if that guy was wearing green, like, tights.
Mm-hmm. It would be funny if Robin Williams killed himself, like, 6 months prior to his family finding him, and he had just made a recording that was playing in his office. So they're like, is Dad coming down for dinner? And then they go, and they listen to the door, and he's like, and it's a museum, but the things are not as alive in the museum.
It's bullshit. No, he's working again.
Oh, he's working. I guess he's going to be up all night working.
Wow.
They call it a Rubik's Cube. Right? It's a cube, and it's all different colors.
He should fucking collaborate with Hannah Gadsby, dude. Oh, man. That sounds like a Hannah Gadsby. Yeah.
I know. When...
Oh, an Aboriginal. They play a didgeridoo. It's just a tube. Did you put your cock in the end? I don't know.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Bye,
folks.